past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, somebody text me or posted in this chat room if you can hear me good this morning. Let me know. On the blog talk, good. What about the speaker? Sound good on Blog Talk? How about the speaker? Great. You know what? God did this. God showed me how to fix this stuff. And believe me, it took all day. But you see, I was determined. I'm not going to have no toe-up podcast, not with all this good equipment. And having spent this money, I wasn't going to waste one dime. This is going to work. And guess what? God came through. He always comes through. And Father God, I want to thank you for allowing me to finish the message. And I understand, God, brothers and sisters, he did this thing where I had to finish this and put it in a PDF and be able to print it out and be able to use the computer here. I had to go use computers in different rooms and email stuff to myself. But I know that when I finish, this is part one. This is part one. Would anybody like to share with me, did you go back and listen to those two witchcraft queen messages? Did anybody do that? I sure hope you did, because it's gonna really make your understanding better. Let me share this with you too. The only person on this podcast that knows just about, well, it's two people. Jessica has every, just about, and if she doesn't have all of them, she will, as I'm getting ready to do. I'm doing three or four things, but Jessica knows every podcast just about that I've done, and she has chronicled them, and even has her own study notes. So if you want to locate anything I've done, you would do well to ask Jessica. The only other person that knows is Jose, but Jose is not available. And Jessica has done, I didn't even ask her to do it. God had her do it, and I'm so glad he did. So I noticed, Jessica, you even sent me some podcasts that I had open visions on, and they're coming to pass right now. You see, when you really work for God, brothers and sisters, and you understand that everything he does, everything he gives you is purposeful. And he doesn't tell you to be trying to figure out what he's doing and all that, although it would be nice to know. But he tells you, just do the work. You just obey me. Do what I tell you to do. And do it knowing that it's going to come out good. But the most important thing is knowing that God has a purpose in it. And your purpose cannot be to get fat. You know what I mean by that? I mean, you just take the info and you just sit on it and get fatter, fatter, and fatter. Let me tell you what happens when you try to do that. You don't get no more. This is the problem. Jessica just posted an open vision you had from 2016 is coming to pass now. And the beautiful thing about it is I got the podcast to prove it. I just did the work. I just obeyed God, did what he showed me and told me to do, and just kept going. Even although I'm waiting on him, I keep moving. And it's just a good thing. I got a message for somebody, and it's going to require you to, and then I'm going in this teaching. And you know what? As I got into it, I really thought it was going to be hard, to tell you the truth. And sometimes I dread stuff that That's going to be hard. I'm thinking, oh, man, God, this one here is going to be a long one. And that's the devil trying to get me. See, I don't know about you because I know y'all do everything God tell y'all to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you do it expeditiously and quickly. But you see, a man came to me that used to be on this line. And he said, well, it's time for me to move out on my own. I said, okay. He said, God told him. I said, all right. But then he said, God told him, see, brothers and sisters, I'm nobody's partner but Jesus and Brother Joe. That's the only person whose partner I'll ever be. I ain't looking for no partners. For 31 years, I think I had the best partner that ever existed. And I'm satisfied with the results. And I'm especially not gonna be partnering up with a man who don't believe women should be wherever they may be. And I'm certainly not going to partner up with a man whose intention, I'm the teacher, but his intention is for me to come under him. I have run across that so much, it's not even funny. All of a sudden, people get a little bit of knowledge and then they want to become my teacher. Now, understand something. I learn something every day from everybody on this chat line. I learn something every day from everybody I minister wholeness and healing and deliverance and restoration to. I'm always learning because I'm teachable, and God knows that. But I'm not going to submit and subject my ministry to somebody else who says they hear from God. And you know what? I believe they do. But they were hearing from God when I met them. And God sent them here. For whatever reason, for whatever, it doesn't matter. But the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. And that's not going to happen with me. Now, I don't think all that. As a matter of fact, I think I'm just like you. I'm a student in the school of God's own Holy Spirit. Except that when you get time, I want you to read Esther. I said, when you get time, I want you to read Esther, chapters 1 through 9. Some of you don't even have a good, solid, biblically based legs to stand on yet. So what God will do in the area of whatever you call to do, like if you call to healing or if you call to prophecy. I'll say that because I don't prophesy that much. But if you really feel like you called to prophesy, I didn't say a prophet. I said prophesy. Big difference between prophesying and being a prophet. Anyway, God will assign a Esther. Yep. God will assign an Esther to your life. Now you're thinking. I told you got to read to get this one. Chapters 1 through 9, the book of Esther. But I'm going to just break it down briefly for you. You see, but I know you know everything. I know you already know this. This is for my people in Paraguay that don't know it. And this is for all my new Christians. But I know you know it, so, you know, if you know it, then why get and stay on this line and be a hindrance for somebody else? And you can also get another good example of this in Job chapter 1, 6 through 12. Once you read that, it'll all come together for you. But an Esther is a man or a woman that's assigned to you by God for your breakthrough into the next level of maturity that he requires you to operate at in order to fulfill his divine purpose in your life. Okay? Esther is someone whom God has sent ahead of you to save your life. Esther is a man or a woman who can represent you in a place where decisions are to be made for or against you. Someone whom God has raised up for your help in a time and in a place where you are powerless. Your Esther is someone who will defend you in a meeting or a place where you have no legal right to attend. Your Esther is someone ready, or in fact, they have already laid down their life for your own. And Esther is an instrument of God ordained by him to raise up and fight for you in the camp of your enemy. So my prayer this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our sins and the sins of our fathers. Lord Jesus, help us to return back to you and keep your commandments. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your favor and your mercy be upon us. In the name of Jesus. God, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, transfer goodness from your Holy Spirit to my commission. Transfer your goodness upon me for the completion of your divine purpose. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, within me, let the hands of my enemies be weakened in the work that they are carrying out against you through me. Holy Spirit, let it not be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning. You see, brothers and sisters, some of you have killed your Esthers. Some of you have run away from them. Some of you have cursed them because of spiritual ignorance. I would suggest you make that thing right with God. I would suggest that you get that judgment off of you. Because God says, his word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God says, I will contend with those that contend with you. Brothers and sisters, you got to make that right. So you think everything has been done against you, What about what you've done? You think everybody, because you got a persecution complex, because you've been hurt so bad so many times. But what about the people you've hurt? Brothers and sisters, I ask God every day to forgive me, because I don't want to be a stumbling block. That's my great desire. I do not ever want to be a stumbling block for anybody in their relationship with the Lord. Man, the more you know, the more you grow, and the more you accept, the more you will see just how this thing really works. Brothers and sisters, you'll get it. Read that, Esther, and resurrect your, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Make it right with God and make it right with the person too. You see, that you got to be real. You can't just, you just got to be real. That's all I could say. You're going to be stuck. But Jesus can unstick you. Are you with me this morning? All the harm you've done to your Esther, God sent you to that Esther, or that Esther to you, or however it went. But then Satan, with his rebellious nature in you, Satan in you, he always raises up through rebellion. And so many Esthers, they can be male or female, because there ain't no gender in the spirit realm. So many Esthers have been killed off, straight up, slaughtered, stolen from, and destroyed, because they came alongside to help. And died in the process. So I'm getting ready to go into this message. It really made me see things and understand things in a different way.
Take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells. Light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King. Born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells. Everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem. The greatest celebration of them all. Ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, this your birthday.
Got a ton of stuff to say.
it's your birthday.
Praise God. You know, God is really, really good. And it really doesn't matter how long it takes you to get it. And in this, I find this message for revealing this demon to be really, 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 I just don't know. Sometimes I guess I wish that I know, you know, it ain't about no wishing. We know that. It's about faith in God, and it's about desire, okay? Sometimes I desire. It wouldn't be so hard to get what you get, but this is what I found out. When it is, guess what? You don't forget it too easily. When you had to work for something, you know, hard, you don't forget it too easily. So I want to say this. There's a couple of parts to this. I'm not going to do them on this line because I'm not going to educate no witches. And if you don't support my ministry, there are meetings you're not going to know about, and there's teachings you're not going to know about, because it's time for some of you to step up to the plate too. For, you know, a long time, I don't even ask for offerings unless I need it. But I'm blessed because God touches some of you to support my ministry. But it's a new day. It's a new day. I've got enough and given out enough information for you to have a whole slew of degrees. So when I had to get this thing right with God, see, there is a time when God rewards you. It's my season. Some of you thought, boy, that Erica got to be the dumbest dodo out here. God knew that some of you weren't going to get it any other way. And that was, you would have to think you stole it. Or you outsmarted somebody. Or you outslicked somebody. You need to repent for that too. Because everything of the Bible works the Bible way. I'm not talking about everybody. It's only a few, actually. It's only a few. But you got to understand, when the Bible says you reap what you sow, they mean everything. They mean the same way you treat me, the same way you treat your pastor or whoever that may be, you're going to reap that. And you're gonna understand what it feels like to be the way you are. Because somebody's going to treat you the same way. You can get ready for that. And so when you say, God, you can count on me. God, I'll do it. God, he's going to tell you, we'll see. We will see. But you know what my answer is? God, you can still count on me. You, God, can count on me. And I, God, am counting on you. Now, the reason I asked you if you went and looked at, listened to that witches, marine spirits, and goddess stuff is because of this. Jessica emailed me back and she said, at 2442 or 4224, when you were coming against that, you said the same thing. She said, I feel sick. I feel nauseous. Now, a few people caught it. Okay. Jessica caught it. Olitha caught it. Jennifer R. said she heard that. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm so confident in God when he gives them. I don't even go back and listen to this stuff. And I probably should. I'd probably be a lot better. But by the time I finished one, God has taken me into the next one. But he knew that Jessica was going to find that, and a couple other people were going to find that. And that was going to be a sign to me that this is the completion. This is the completion of a battle with this demon. It's really not even a demon. It's a power. It's really a power. It's a power. It's a principality. It's a throne. It's a dominion. And the spiritual wickedness in high places is what it is. And you see, God knew. He knew I was going to be right here, right now, and was going to complete this mission. In June the 2nd, 2021, and if I'm not mistaken, those messages are 19 and 20, 19, 20, 21. God knew I was going to stay on this thing for 3 years until it was completed. Can God trust you like that? I'm saying I do it only because I love God. Do you love him that much? Do you love him so much that you won't allow the enemy to distract you, take you off of whatever it is God is trying to use you to accomplish? Do you really understand it's all about the plan and the purpose of God, that is what you were born to fulfill? Your destiny is his purpose. The fulfillment of your destiny is his plan. It was his plan all along. You don't just wake up just because you joined the army and you just wake up enlisted, and you just wake up with a battlefield commission. It's just what it says, battlefield commission. And these other three deliverances that he's given me with the three books, you know what? They're not for last decade. They're not for the last, they're for now. God knew there was going to be space exploration. Don't you get it? Those guys that are up there living in space, they didn't just wake up and don that astronaut suit. They can suit up today because they were prepared, trained, and equipped yesterday. That's the way it works. And you thought God wanted to get your demons out for you. God wanted to get your demons out because he can't work in a filthy temple. He can't work in a defiled temple. The Bible says God can't even look upon sin. Yet you think it's okay. I'm amazed. I am amazed that people can talk to me about their demons. I'm amazed. Man, when I get a demon riding my back trying to get in my body, I will shut everything down. It ain't going to happen. Now, I might lose, but I once was, what does the scripture say? I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. You think that God can't change your sin you in, but he can. God can change your husband, but it takes you. It takes you to stand for him and his righteousness. You see, like, I'm not boasting. I'm not boasting, but I could boast. I'm not talking about boasting in me. I could boast in Jessica. I have seen Jessica stand. I have seen Jessica weep, excuse me, and cry. I have seen her pull on God. And guess what? Not for herself, for her husband and her family. I have seen her stand and stand and stand. I've even gotten mad with her sometimes. She still stood. And guess what? She knew that if God was going to answer anybody, because he already showed her and saved her and kept her alive by a miracle, what is he limited in doing? The only thing he's limited in doing is what she won't believe him for. One day we're going to release Jessica's exorcism so you can see it, a few. Because see, some people are so, you know, they're so brilliant. They know so much. Jesus said to Lazarus, if one came back from the dead, they still wouldn't believe. And I know Jesus is right. I've been watching it a long time. But you see, Jesus is not haphazard in what he does. Everything Jesus does was already strategically planned, predestined, and ordained by God. And then Jesus had to die so that it could be implemented by the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit hovers. It hovers to do the will of God, the activity. God orders it, Jesus administrates it, and the Holy Spirit manifests it. You better get that Esther thing straight, you know? Thank you, God, for dying for my sins. Thank you, God, for your glorious restoration and for making me a new creature in Christ Jesus by faith in your precious blood. According to Romans 10 and 9, I confess with my lips that Jesus Christ is Lord. And in my heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. According to Luke 13:3, I repent of all my past sins. And I admit and confess that I have sinned. And I admit and confess and I believe that you are faithful and just to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I call upon you, Lord Jesus, to cleanse me from all sin and unrighteousness by your blood, based on 1 John 1:7. As your word says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. I am the body of Christ. I overcome evil with good, 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am of God. I have overcome the world. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. I am established in righteousness. I am far from terror and oppression. I shall not fear, and I shall not allow anyone else's fear to transfer over on me. I have walked, and I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, because Christ is with me. His rod and his staff comfort me. According to Isaiah 54:14 and Psalm 23:4. My righteousness is from the Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I condemn tongues that rise up against me right now. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. No evil shall befall me. No plague shall come near me or my dwelling, because God gives his angels charge over me. They keep me in my ways. Psalm 91:10-11. I delight in the law of the Lord. I meditate in it day and night. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth abundant fruit in season. My leaves do not wither. Whatever I do prospers. According to Psalm 1, 2, and 3. Jesus Christ gave himself for my sins. I have been delivered from this world according to the will of God. I have been given authority over the power of the enemy to trample on serpents and scorpions. Nothing, no thing shall by any means hurt me. In the name of Jesus, I possess the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I bind up principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and hosts of wickedness that oppose me, my family, and the work of God. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I loose the Holy Ghost, mighty warring angels, and the blood of Jesus Christ to cover, protect, bless, and minister to those I minister to myself, my family, and those doing the work of God all over this universe. I take the shield of faith. I quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I love not my life unto death. My life belongs to Jesus Christ. For Ephesians 6:16, Revelation 12:11. I submit to God, resist the devil, and he flees from me. I draw near to God, he draws near to me, baptizing me with his own Holy Spirit and fire. According to James 4:7-8, Matthew 3:11. I am in the way of righteousness. I find life. There's no death in or around me. Christ, redeem me from the curse of the law. Jesus Christ became a curse for me. I walk in the blessings of the Holy Spirit. I am truly blessed. According to Proverbs 12:28, the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in me. He gives life to my mortal body. No sickness or infirmity has any place in me. Christ was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. According to Isaiah 53:5, I am the temple of the living God. I do not let the word of God depart from my eyes. I keep it in the midst of my heart. It is life to me and health to my flesh. According to Proverbs 4:21-22, I am sowing bountifully as I have purposed in my heart, not grudgingly nor of necessity, but as a cheerful giver. It is given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It is put into my bosom. It is measured back to me with the same measure I use. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. You are making all grace abound toward me. I always have sufficiency. I have an abundance for good works. According to Luke 6:38, 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Christ came so that I can have life and have it more abundantly. I delight myself in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart. My God is supplying my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is my shepherd. I shall not ever be in want. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me. Your word says, then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him or her off from among his people. Leviticus 20:5-6. There shall not be found among you anyone who maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. Deuteronomy 18:10-14. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captives delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Hallelujah. Isaiah 49:24-26. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Darkness. And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Galatians 6:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all are become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk. Post this in that chat room, please. Walk in newness of life. You see, brothers and sisters, all, can I get about eight people walk in newness of life? Eight people. Walk in newness of life. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. All the great men and women who have ever, no. Let me fix this. All the great men and women you have ever heard of, whom God has ever used, accomplished great things for him. Get this, all of you who think you were once sinners under bondages. See, some of you think that, I don't know what you think. You know. I'm going to repeat it. You got to get this. You got to get this. All of the great men and women you have ever heard of that God has ever used to accomplish, I say, great things for him, they were once sinners under bondages. The only difference was that they repented, confessed, and turned away from their sins. Because the Bible says, and the Bible is right, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. The grace to break every bondage is available to all who wish to live for God. For the grace of God this touched my heart so deeply. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. No matter what Lucifer, Satan, the devil, or demons have done, it was done sinfully. It was done through familiar spirits of bondage in either your own foundation or your ancestry. You can still overcome all. Deliverance, healing is possible for you. People who sinned in the past and genuinely repented were saved and totally delivered. I don't know if you know this. Enoch sinned, but God delivered him. Genesis 5:18-24. Abraham told a lie, but when he repented and forsook his sin, God delivered him and made him great. Abimelech sinned, but God delivered him. He took another man's wife, but he repented, confessed, and forsook his sin. Genesis 20:1-18. Jacob sinned, deceived his brother, but when he repented, God delivered him, brothers and sisters. Rahab was a harlot, a prostitute, a whore, but she repented, and God delivered her and put her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. That's Joshua 2. Brothers and sisters, I looked all these scriptures up. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. That's what Rahab said. Truly, the two men returned. They told Joshua what happened to him. They said, truly the Lord had delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Samson sold out to Delilah, but when he repented in his affliction, God answered him. Micah was a thief. He stole from his own mother. But when he repented and made restitution, the Bible says, Micah said, after he had given, it's a wonderful story. After he had given his mama the money back, the money the mama was going to use as an offering to the priest for him, he went on and consecrated a young Levite. And you know what he said? Now know I that the Lord will do me good. Ruth was once a sinner born in Moab. Moab, the center of witchcraft. But Ruth repented and was blessed. Ruth 1:14-22. You see, Ruth, the Moabitess, came to Bethlehem. The Bible says, she changed from a witch to a believer. Forgiven. And the bondage broken. Brothers and sisters, it says, Asa was once a sinner, but he changed and started doing things that were right in the eyes of the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 14. He even took away the fake altars from the high places He cut down the images. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers. He built fenced cities. The Bible says, and the land had rest. And the land had no war in all those years. Because of one man's repentance. Because of one man's humbling himself. And what happened? He raised up hundreds of mighty men of valor. You know what? As I was reading that, Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God. We rest on thee, and in thy name, let not man prevail against you. The Bible says the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa. And you know what? He said, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Israel had been a long time without the true God. That's in 2 Chronicles 15. Asa received one blessing after another. You know that. But the thing that impressed me so much was there was no more war because Asa was blessed. Jehoshaphat, the Bible says, was once a sinful man, but he repented and started walking in the right way. He even went so far as to educate the people about the true God. 2 Chronicles 17. 2 Chronicles 19. It says, he brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. And at the end of that, at the end of reading that, it says, deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. Through his prayers, the Lord came down and gave him victory over all of his enemies. Azariah was under bondage. But when he repented and did that which was right in the sight of God, brothers and sisters, and hearkened to the good prophets of God in his days, the Bible says God gave him victory. 2 Chronicles 25, 1 through 13. Manasseh, one of the most wicked and callous kings that ever ruled in the Old Testament. But when he repented and sought God with his whole heart, the Bible says the Lord hearkened unto him. Manasseh humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed aggressively against his bondage. The Bible says complete deliverance took place in his life. 2 Chronicles 33, 1 through 16. You see, brothers and sisters, in the Bible, it talks about the Pharisees. They accused Jesus of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. The Pharisees a detached people, members of a Jewish sect, prominent. They had an insistence on the validity of their own oral traditions concerning the law. They were among the first group that attacked Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, then was brought unto Jesus one possessed with a devil. Now look what the devil is. Blind and dumb. And he healed him. Insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, look what they said. Is not this the son of David? Talk about Jesus. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. As you find that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 22 and 24. And it goes on to say, the Pharisees took counsel how they might entangle Jesus in his talk. So they sent their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true. Cynicism. You know what they're doing? I'm getting ready to do a whole deliverance on that gaslighting. Because somebody tried that junk on me, and I don't like it one bit. But this is what they said. So I broke it down. I broke it down, how it works, what demons they use. It's all manipulation. Witchcraft. We know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. They were trying to gaslight Jesus. Now, if that ain't sick enough, tell us what you think. Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? The Bible said, but Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? And you know the rest of it. Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. The same day, the other religious folk came, the Sadducees. Jesus said this. The Bible said in verse 35, here, let me see where I'm at. Matthew 22:15-46. I'm talking about that gaslighting stuff. Sick, manipulative, witchcraft. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, trying to gaslight Jesus, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. As I said when I first started, you must always remember all the great men and women have ever accomplished. No, all the great men and women God used to accomplish great things were once sinners under bondages. The only difference between them and most people today and some of you is that you won't repent. You won't even confess you sinning and trying to bring somebody else out of sin. And you won't even forsake your own sin. Well, I got news for you. The Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Period. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The Bible says in James 4:10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. God's grace is available to break and destroy every bondage in the life of anybody and everybody who desires to live for him. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Heavenly Father, this morning, forgive us for our failure to align ourselves perfectly to your will. This morning, we ask you for forgiveness from known sin and rebellion, for allowing emotional stress and trauma, for submission to any ungodly cover or covering. Forgive us this morning for all demons we allow to come in through music, through art, entertainment, through ownership of unclean objects, for failure to cleanse property and places. Forgive us for our own unforgiveness and idolatry. Forgive us for a lack of separation from the things of the world. Forgive us for our contact with the occult. Forgive us for opening doors knowingly and allowing those unclean, familiar spirits to transfer because we came into agreement with uncleanness. Forgive us for the psychic bondage. Forgive us for the evil soul ties we don't want to admit. Forgive us for lending our soul to sin. Loose us bondage of our own sin. Restore our soul as we loose ourselves right now from the bonds and the agreements of Satan around our soul and our body. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I take captive the enemies of my soul in the spirit realm. I reverse the words of those who have cursed me through the spirit realm. I destroy any evil enacted, intended, and sent against the work of the Lord. I bind up all the evil intent all the evil, unclean, foul, familiar spirits of bondage. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dispatch trillions and trillions of angels. Bind them up, throw them in the pit, and seal it up by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bring my enemies. Bring the enemies of the cross. Bring the enemies of each person under my voice to their knees in repentance so that they might be saved, healed, delivered, and filled with the power of your own Holy Spirit. Thank you. And do this because you love me. Do it for me.
Let's take it back.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
You're from north to me alone.